This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE extends public comment period for lanol chromium plume to Friday, November 13th, and New Mexico Environment Department rolls out consent order agreement on Thursday, November 12th, and Friday, November 13th. The Department of Energy, DOE, recently announced its second extension of the public comment period for a draft environmental assessment about the migrating groundwater plume containing dangerous levels of hexavalent chromium and perchlorates beneath Los Alamos National Laboratories until Friday, November 13th. The plume is migrating toward San Ildefonso Pueblo, as well as two significant sources of Santa Fe drinking water, the Buckman Well System and the Buckman Direct Diversion Project. DOE granted the second extension of time because on Friday, October 30th, the New Mexico Environment Department, NMED, released its draft groundwater discharge permit for reinjection of the treated chromium-contaminated groundwater into the regional drinking water aquifer. Public comments are due the day after Thanksgiving, or on Black Friday, November 27th. In addition, on Thursday, November 5th, DOE released its floodplain assessment for land application of treated groundwaters for public comment, which are due on Friday, November 20th. CCNS argued that in order for the public to provide informed comments about the draft environmental assessment, it needs to be able to review all of the pieces of the growing regulatory puzzle for the Chromium Project and asks for more time. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, "Even with the additional time, it is not adequate for the public to provide informed comments. DOE is in a hurry to get the necessary paperwork done before the ground freezes. Once it freezes, the outdoor work must stop." She added, "DOE should stop the environmental assessment. With the multitude of state permits required for the proposed action, including a permit from the state engineer which has not even been applied for, DOE should prepare an environmental impact statement so that the public can understand the cumulative impacts of the proposal as required by the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA." Close quote. The chromium public comment period now ends on Friday, November 13th. Comments may be submitted to DOE by email at crprojectea@em.doe.gov. In the meantime, the New Mexico Environment Department, DOE, and LANL will be making presentations about a LANL consent order agreement on Thursday, November 12th, and Friday, November 13th, at daytime meetings in the Espanola Valley. The November 12th meeting will have presentations about the agreement from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Cities of Gold Conference Center in Pewaukee. The November 13th meeting will have the parties present from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Hernandez Community Center, 19418 U.S. Highway 84, Hernandez, New Mexico, located north of Espanola. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and a sample chromium public comment letter, please visit nuclearactive.org and our Facebook page.